It's 4:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, Saudi Arabia's crown prince says Israelis are entitled to their own land as ties between Riyadh and Tel Aviv appear to grow closer. In an interview with the U.S. magazine The Atlantic, Mohammed bin Salman said Saudi Arabia shares a lot of interests with Israel. He also added that Riyadh would establish economic ties with Tel Aviv after a possible settlement of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Saudi Arabia and Israel still have no formal diplomatic relations, but behind the scenes, improvements in their ties have accelerated in recent years. Last November, an Israeli cabinet member disclosed covert contacts with Saudi Arabia, a rare acknowledgement of secret dealings. Let's speak to Blaine Coleman. He's a Palestinian human rights activist joining us via Skype from Detroit. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Coleman. Now, is this in essence an abandonment of the Palestinian cause by the Saudi officials?
The Saudi government abandoned Palestine many, many years ago. The Saudi government has stood shoulder to shoulder with British colonialism and with American colonialism and with Israeli colonialism for since before you and I were born. That's the history of the Saudi government. This is not a big change, except that publicly it is a big change. Yes, you're right. And it is an abomination for any government, including the Saudi government, to actually publicly take sides against the indigenous Palestinian people and to take sides with this very violent, very racist Israeli government. It's an abomination.
Right. So, Mr. Coleman, a lot of it goes down to the fact, as Mohammed bin Salman himself admitted, that there is a convergence of interests with Israel now, isn't there?
Well, Israel represents racism and violence and colonial predator behavior. So yes, I think that the government of Saudi Arabia has for many, many years stood for those things. Yes.
And before I let you go, Mr. Coleman, how far do you see reactions and repercussions of this statement, this public acknowledgement on the part of Saudi Arabia's crown prince is going to go?
Well, we don't know. I mean, if this completely unelected Saudi government can survive, we don't know if the other completely unelected dictatorships in the Middle East can survive. And you can be sure that every dictatorship in the world, including the Middle East, is lined up with Saudi Arabia. And they all just might fall together. I mean, you remember, well, you're too young, but the Shah of Iran looked like he was going to last forever. What happened to him? He was overthrown by his people. And ever since then, Iran, unlike Saudi Arabia, Iran has been having contested elections, something that Saudi Arabia knows nothing about. And I believe that this leader of Saudi Arabia, this unelected leader, is paving the way to the overthrow of his dictatorship and a situation where Saudi residents will one day be able to vote. You can be sure they will not vote to side with Israel.
Okay, that's Blaine Coleman, Palestine human rights activist, joining us via Skype from Detroit. Many thanks indeed, Mr. Coleman, for your comments here on Press TV.